Welcome to this issue of Sawtooth Mountain Clinic's Topic of the Month. This month we'll be talking about car seat safety. Car seats aren't the most exciting pieces of childhood equipment. They don't keep kids entertained, amused, or even distracted. What they lack in excitement, though, they make up for in security. The right car seat, used in the right way, greatly increases your child's chance of surviving a car crash. In 2019, 183,000 children were injured in traffic crashes, and tragically, 1,053 kids, ages 14 and younger, died. In the U.S., the leading cause of death for children ages 3 through 14 is motor vehicle crashes. Frighteningly, almost half of all car seats are installed incorrectly. Now, when you're installing a car seat, you're going to come up against something called a latch. Now, there's latches, but then there's latches. And L-A-T-C-H stands for Lower Anchors and Tethers for Children. It's an attachment system for child safety seats. Some car seats are held down using the seatbelt, while some are held in place by a latch. All lower anchors are rated for children that weigh up to 65 pounds. If your child weighs more than that, check the manufacturer's guidelines. If you use a seatbelt to install a car seat, make sure that the seatbelt is locked into place. Check your car's owner manuals to learn how to lock your car's belts. As long as they're used correctly, both latch systems and seat belts are equally safe, so use whichever one works best for your particular combination of seat and vehicle. In general, the safest place for all children that are younger than 13 is in the back seat, and the safest section of the back seat is the middle. Most crashes are front impact, and the back seat keeps children away from both the impact zone and from airbags that are designed to protect adults. However, if you can't get the seat installed properly in the center back seat, then it's not the best choice. If you get a better installation in the sides of the back seat, choose that. It's more important that the car seat is installed correctly than it is for it to be in the middle back seat. Cold weather makes getting everyone situated in their car seats extra challenging. So here are some tips for when the temperature drops. Number one, don't buckle over bulky winter clothing. In a crash, puffy coats and snowsuits immediately flatten out from the force of the impact. This leaves the straps loose and unable to keep your child secure. Instead, dress your child in thinner, more fitted layers and then cover them with a blanket or put their jacket on backwards, but do it over the harness. Number two, make sure the harness is tightened. If you can pinch the strap, then it needs to be tightened so that it'll be snug. Number three, if possible, store the car seat in the house. This keeps it warmer and it won't zap their body heat when they get buckled in. What to do after a crash? Car seats don't automatically have to be replaced after a minor crash. Now, a crash is said to be a minor one if all the following apply. The vehicle was able to be driven away from the crash site. The vehicle door nearest the car seat was not damaged. None of the passengers in the vehicle sustained any injuries in the crash. If the vehicle has airbags, the airbags should not have deployed during the crash. And there should be no visible damage to the car seat. If it's been in a moderate to severe crash, it's time for a new seat, even if it appears to be fine. Let's talk about types of car seats. At this point, it might be easiest for you to find the written version of this, because there's a chart in there that breaks this down. We'll go over it a little bit, but it might be helpful for you if you could see the chart. There are car seats that are for different aged kids, infants and toddlers, toddlers and preschoolers, school-age children, and older children. And there's also different types of seats. For the little bitties, there's rear-facing only or rear-facing convertible. For toddlers and preschoolers, there's forward-facing convertible and forward-facing with a harness. For school-age kids, there's boosters. And then for older children, they may be big enough to move into using seatbelts. Here are the general guidelines for the different types. All infants and toddlers should ride in a rear-facing seat until they reach the highest weight or height allowed by their car safety seat manufacturer. Most convertible seats have limits that will allow children to ride rear-facing for 2 years or more. For toddlers and preschoolers that are in forward-facing convertibles or forward-facing with harness, again, they should be riding in a rear-facing seat based upon the height and weight that's determined by the car safety seat manufacturer. So if you don't have that information that came with it, with the car seat, look it up online and you'll be able to find that information at the company's website. Now, school-age kids that are in boosters, they need to use a belt positioning booster seat until the vehicle seat belts fit them correctly. That's going to be typically when they've reached 4 feet 9 inches in height and are somewhere around 8 to 12 years of age. All children younger than 13 years should ride in the back seat if at all possible. Once kids get a little bigger and a little older, then the seat belts will hit them in the right places to provide security. And then they should, when they're at that place, they should always use both lap and shoulder seat belts for the best protection. So now that you know a little bit about the different types of seats and the guidelines, here are some things that are important for you to know before you go shopping and buy a car seat. Number one, know your child. Keep track of their height and weight, because this information, along with their age, influences when it's time to go up to the next size car seat. Now, this decision is also impacted by behavioral and/or health issues. So there are a lot of variables that you're going to have to kind of juggle to figure out what kind of car seat your child needs to be in. Number two, know your store. Some stores will let you try before you buy, and this is great because a test installation allows you to check the fit. This is important because not every car seat is a good match for all cars. Cushion angle or seat belt placement can make some seats incompatible. At least make sure the store will accept returns in case the fit is wrong. Even if they won't let you try it before you buy it, make sure they will let you return it. And number three, know your car. In your car's owner manual, find the section on car safety seats. Then just read it to familiarize yourself with its specific information about seat belts, how to use latches and the seats. Keep in mind, like we mentioned earlier, that seats that haven't been in a serious crash can be handed down. But remember, car seats do expire. They have tough lives. They're made from plastics that degrade when exposed to extremes in temperature and sunshine. They get food and drink spilled on them, and then they get cleaned up using cleaning agents. They get taken in and out of cars, and they get sometimes banged around. Some seats will have an expiration date printed on them, but sometimes you'll just have to check the car seat manual and then do the math for yourself. You can go to consumerreports.org, and there's a interactive decision tree that you can walk through there that will help you determine if you can reuse a car seat or not. If you have more questions, Sawtooth Mountain Clinic has a great resource for you, and her name is Christine Kunze. She's our certified car seat technician. You can reach her at 218-387-2330. If you live in Grand Portage, you can call the health services there at 218-475-2235 and ask for Danny Riley. She's the car seat expert up there. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you find this information helpful. And I invite you to check out our entire library of Topic of the Month newsletters. Just go to our website, www.sawtoothmountainclinic.org, and search Topic of the Month. We have over 70 newsletters that cover a wide variety of topics. You can check them all out there, and if you want, you can even subscribe from that page. Take care, and thanks for listening.